Hello, I'm Kurt Becker. Thanks for joining me as I take another stroll through racing history presented by Keeneland. In just a couple of weeks, Keeneland will present the 100th running of the Bluegrass Stakes for three-year-olds at a mile and an eighth. It's a terrific milestone for what has long been the centerpiece of the Lexington Track Spring Meeting, as well as a key stop along the road to the Kentucky Derby. But the origins of the Bluegrass actually predate the founding of Keeneland. The race was first run in 1911, but it was never contested at Keeneland until the track's inaugural spring meeting in 1937. So, in anticipation of the 100th running of the Bluegrass, we look back to the first edition of the race and its winner, a gelding by the name of Governor Gray. Foaled in 1908 in Lexington at Senorita Stud of Captain S.S. Brown, Governor Gray was a chestnut colt, later gelded, born of parents who were each unraced, but his maternal grandsire was Hemyar, one of the leading sires of the era. Governor Gray sold in November that year as a weanling in the Senorita Stud dispersal. The purchaser was Captain James T. Williams of Spring Station near the community of Midway. The price he paid for the future Bluegrass winner was $175. Williams took Governor Gray back to his Stockwood farm where his son Wink would handle the initial training duties. In April of 1910, with Governor Gray now 2 years of age, his connection shipped him to the now defunct Kentucky Association track in downtown Lexington to prepare for the track's annual spring meet. The specific goal for Governor Gray was the Breeders' Futurity, at the time a half-mile feature of the opening day card at the Kentucky Association Spring Gathering. Governor Gray worked a quarter mile in 23 and 1/5 seconds and looked to be among the favorites for the event. But he developed a cough later in the day, with the addition of a fever the next morning, and so Captain Williams withdrew him from consideration for the race. Governor Gray would finally get to the races on May 19, 1910, and he would start his career by finishing 7th in a 13-horse field at the Bashford Manor Stakes at Churchill Downs. But a footnote to the chart of the race said, Governor Gray, probably best, was away poorly and had to overcome interference. On July 3rd at Latonia in northern Kentucky, Governor Gray proved he was a talented colt with what was termed an easy victory over 11 foes in the Cincinnati Trophy at 5.5 furlongs. Captain Williams had chosen to race the colt in the name of his son-in-law, R.N. Smith, because, as Williams explained it, he wanted the entire family to enjoy going to the races to watch Governor Gray. As a three-year-old in 1911, Governor Gray rounded into top form, breaking a track record at Moncrief Park in Jacksonville, Florida at 6.5 furlongs and 1:20 1/5 seconds. He would return to the same track on April 1st to capture the American Derby at 1.25 miles. And in June, he would win the Latonia Derby at 1.5 miles in 2:30 2/5 seconds, breaking the track record by 2 full seconds. In the midst of that run of races, Governor Gray also won the inaugural edition of the Bluegrass Stakes for a total purse of $3,500 at the Kentucky Association Track on Wednesday, May 10, 1911. Jockey George Molesworth was in the irons for trainer James Everman as Governor Gray carried 119 pounds and got the mile and an eighth in track record time of 1:51 1/5 seconds. A bit of historical irony took place, given that one of the three foes Governor Gray defeated that day was a horse owned by future Keeneland founder Hal Price Headley. 3 days after the Bluegrass, Governor Gray went to Churchill Downs for the 37th running of the Kentucky Derby, but he ran second. Meridian, a colt he had beaten in the Bluegrass, won the Derby in track and stakes record time. Despite the loss, Governor Gray would manage to win 7 races on the year. He also would enjoy some international success, venturing into Canada for both the Canadian Derby and the Hamilton Derby, finishing runner-up in the former and third in the latter. As the 1911 racing season drew to a close, Governor Gray boasted a record of 13 wins and 31 finishes in the money from 41 career starts for earnings of $19,000. Captain Williams was excited about the gelding's future, and he planned to race him in England in 1912. But it was not meant to be. On the morning of Sunday, November 26, 1911, Captain Williams was in bed at his farm with an illness while his family was attending church. At 11 a.m., an employee notified Williams that there were flames in the loft of the barn and the fire was spreading quickly. The barn would prove a complete loss, and Governor Gray perished in the blaze. Captain Williams, understandably, was heartbroken. Through his son-in-law, he issued a statement to the Associated Press that same day that he was retiring from racing. But the name of Governor Gray lives on. As Keeneland's Vice President of Sales, Tony Lacey, said while discussing Governor Gray, quote, "I love that we are linking in the fact that Keeneland is carrying on the tradition of racing from the Kentucky Association. It has an incredible history all itself," end quote. Please join me again next week as I take another stroll through racing history presented by Keeneland. For HRRN, I'm Kurt Becker.